Welcome to the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for August 2012, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. In this month's Corporate Restructuring Review, we'll discuss five topics. First, last month's largest Chapter 11 filings and other statistics. Second, large Chapter 11 filings TCR editors anticipate in the near term. Third, a quick review of the major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases that we monitor day by day. Fourth, reminders about debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. And fifth, information you're unlikely to find elsewhere about new publicly traded securities being issued by Chapter 11 debtors. Part 1, August 2012 Mega Cases. Now let's review the largest Chapter 11 cases in August 2012. Danilo Munoz reports that there were six Chapter 11 filings that exceeded $100 million in total assets for the month of August, an increase from four such cases in July and one in June. One of the six megafilers for August listed total assets in excess of $1 billion as of the petition date. For the first 8 months of the year, a total of 48 megafilings with assets in excess of $100 million have been made, a slight increase from the 44 megafilings during the same period in 2011, and substantially lower than the 71 megafilings during the first 8 months of 2010. Also, for the first 8 months of 2012, there were a total of 11 companies that sought Chapter 11 protection involving assets exceeding $1 billion. Three of those billion-dollar cases were filed in July. Five were commenced in May. The largest Chapter 11 megafiling for the month of August is by ATP Oil & Gas Corporation, which sought Chapter 11 protection on August 17th with the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of Texas. The company disclosed $3.64 billion in assets and $3.49 billion in liabilities as of March 31, 2012. Houston-based ATP is an international offshore oil and gas development and production company focused in the Gulf of Mexico, Mediterranean Sea, and North Sea. ATP filed for bankruptcy to undertake a comprehensive financial restructuring. The primary reason for the reorganization began with the Macondo well blowout in April 2010. And the imposition beginning in May 2010 of the moratoria on drilling and related activities in the Gulf of Mexico. The second largest filer is Contec Holdings LTD, the market leader in the repair and refurbishment of customer premise equipment for the cable industry. The company repairs more than 2 million cable set-top boxes annually, while also providing logistical support services for over 12 million units of cable equipment annually. Contec listed total assets of $494.6 million and total liabilities of $372.6 million as of March 31, 2012. Contec and its affiliates sought Chapter 11 protection on August 29th with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware, with a plan of reorganization that has the support of senior lenders and noteholders. Contec plans a speedy trip through bankruptcy with a debt-for-equity swap that will displace the private equity firm and leave banks in charge, attorneys said at a court hearing August 30th. Contec is seeking a combined hearing on the plan and disclosure statement. It anticipates completing the Chapter 11 process within the next 60 days. Next is Broadview Networks Holding Incorporated, which, together with 27 affiliates, sought Chapter 11 protection on August 22nd with the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York. The bankruptcy petitions were filed alongside a plan that will eliminate half of the debt under the company's existing senior secured notes and lower interest expense by roughly $17 million annually. Broadview Networks is a communications and IT solutions provider to small and medium-sized business and large business, or enterprise, customers nationwide, with a historical focus on markets across 10 states throughout the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic United States, including the major metropolitan markets of New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. The company's balance sheet at June 30, 2012, showed $255 million in total assets, $378 million in total liabilities, and a $123 million total stockholders deficiency. The fourth largest Chapter 11 filing is by KV Pharmaceutical Company, a fully integrated specialty pharmaceutical firm that develops, manufactures, markets, and acquires technology-distinguished branded and generic non-branded prescription pharmaceutical products. KV Pharmaceutical and certain of its domestic subsidiaries filed voluntary Chapter 11 petitions on August 4th with the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York to restructure their financial obligations. KV Pharmaceutical's balance sheet at March 31, 2012, showed $253.4 million in total assets, $734.1 million in total liabilities, and a $480.7 million total shareholders deficit. KV Pharmaceutical filed for Chapter 11 the same day that a $45 million payment was due to be paid to SciTech Prenatal Products Corp. and Hologic Inc. KV bought the worldwide rights to FDA-approved drug McKenna from Hologic in 2011. Capital Bancorp Ltd. is the fifth largest Chapter 11 filing for August. Capital Bancorp sought bankruptcy protection on August 9th before the Bankruptcy Court for the Eastern District of Michigan. In its petition, Capital Bancorp scheduled $112.6 million in total assets and $195.6 million in total liabilities. Capital Bancorp is a community banking company with a network of individual banks and bank operations in 10 states and total consolidated assets of roughly $2 billion as of June 30, 2012. Bankruptcy Judge Walter Shapiro in Michigan will convene a hearing September 18th to consider confirmation of Capital Bancorp's prepackaged Chapter 11 plan of reorganization. Before filing for bankruptcy, Capital Bancorp solicited votes from all debt and equity holders for a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan of reorganization. The prepack plan contemplates the conversion of all current trust preferred security holders, unsecured senior note holders, current preferred equity shareholders, and current common equity shareholders into new classes of common stock, which will retain 53% of the voting control and value of the restructured company. In addition, Oxley Development Company, LLC, filed for Chapter 11 filing with estimated assets of between $100 million to $500 million. Oxley Development filed a Chapter 11 petition on August 6th with the Bankruptcy Court for the Northern District of Georgia. Oxley Development, a single-asset real estate under Section 10151B of the Bankruptcy Code, owns the Laurel Bluff and the Lauren Island in Camden County, Georgia. This is not the first time Oxley has sought bankruptcy protection. In October 2011, Oxley filed a petition with the Southern District of Georgia Bankruptcy Court, but the case was dismissed at the behest of the United States trustee. For August 2012, two of the four Chapter 11 filings, Contech Holdings and Capital Bancorp, were prepackaged or prearranged in nature, bringing the total number of prepacks for the first 8 months of the year to 10. That's a roughly 21% rate out of the 42 mega cases filed thus far. There were also two prepack Chapter 11s in July, none in June, and three in May. The number of prepack cases this year are in step and could exceed those in 2011. Last year, 13 of the 82 mega cases involved prepacks. That's roughly 16% of the large Chapter 11 filings. For year 2010, a total of 35 prepacks or prearranged cases were filed out of the 106 bankruptcy mega cases, or about one in every three filings in 2010. For the first 8 months of 2012, eight of the mega filers come from the manufacturing sector. The real estate, finance, and information industries each had six mega cases. For the first 8 months of the year, the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York continues to be the most favored venue for mega filers with 18, followed by the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware with 10 mega filings. Last year, 46% of the mega cases, 38 filings, flocked to the Delaware Bankruptcy Court, followed by the Southern District of New York with 16 filings, or 19%, and by the Northern District of Texas with 4 filings, or 5% of the mega cases. The rest of the mega cases are spread evenly throughout the various bankruptcy courts. Lehman Brothers Holding Corp. remains the biggest corporate bust in history. Lehman, which filed in 2008, had $639 billion in total assets and $613 billion in total debts at the time of its filing. For 2011, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by MF Global Holdings Ltd. and its affiliates. As of September 30, 2011, MF Global had $41 billion in total assets and $39.7 billion in total liabilities. For 2012, the largest Chapter 11 filing was by Residential Capital LLC, which disclosed $15.7 billion in total assets and $15.3 billion in liabilities as of March 31, 2012. That concludes part one of the report. The report continues in part two.